joins us. And LT, the Oilers are rolling. They're off to the fourth best start in franchise history. When they need it, they're getting depth scoring some nights. Other nights, their power play is doing it. Other nights, their top guys are doing it. And their team has figured out, for the most part, how to cut down on their goals against, mainly at 5-on-5. And obviously, they're getting great goaltending. So, like, there's really not much to critique right now. We've done critiquing for a long, long time. So it's kind of like, geez, the Oilers team's playing very well. So are you riding Smith or are you leery and going with Koskinen?
Man, I got to tell you that the way Smith's playing, like, I'm not saying I expect him to have a 940 or whatever it is, save percentage at the end of the year. But unless he's exhausted, unless he's showing signs of wearing down, I think I would run with Smith. It's every 2 days. He's been like he was better last night than he was in the previous. Like, he just was really good. So and he's a horse, right? Like, I think he wants to play. So I probably would go with Smith.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, he's really playing well, and he seems really dialed in, and he seems to give, it's a bit of a cliche, but he gives that competitive spirit to the group. The penalty kill, you know, that I'm fascinated by the penalty kill, just like I love Lord of the Rings. It seems so much speedier than we've seen in the past. Am I eyes deceiving deceiving me, or does it look like a quicker group with putting more pressure both in the zone and up the ice?
You know, it's a great point you make, and I don't know how you got there with Lord of the Rings, but the, you know, Haas is an example, and you know, Nuge has great edges, so he always looks like he's, you know, close on every puck, but they're quicker to everything. They're quicker on the they do forecheck more, and I think last year Tippett had some of the pieces that he wanted in place, and then others weren't maybe, you know, fast enough. But they're a faster team all over this year. And, you know, I remember when he first came in, he talked about having clearly defined roles. And that's one of the things you hear coaches talk about a lot, but often doesn't happen. But if you look at, like, Haas, I don't think he penalty killed at all last year, and he's doing a lot of it this year. But Jajar Kara and Josh Archibald and Nugent Hopkins, they're designated in that area. They know what their roles are. It's clearly defined, and they're doing the job. I mean, they're delivering, and I think maybe a lot of this comes from Tippett, but their special teams, their penalty kill was a little loose at the beginning of the year. After 3-6, he changed a few things, and they. Like, they've come a long way. And a guy like Jajar Kara isn't necessarily fast, but he's so powerful. And we saw that last night where he ragged the puck, you know, for some time. He almost got a breakaway on it, but he was very effective. And then Haas later on, down in the other end, keeping the puck away on a power play. They're more aggressive and they're faster, I would say, Strutty.
Oh yeah, I would agree. They're quicker. They were a little bit out of sync early on in the penalty kill, I found. But and the thing is, last year it also helps, and Strutty will attest to this. Like, you can be quick and fast in the right position, but eventually your goalie's got to make some saves. And last year the Oilers were Mike Smith was fourth best in the league on penalty kill save percentage, and Koskinen was sixth. So I you know, it's not a surprise to me that their PK looks better because their goaltending is also better right now. I think there's one player, though. If I look at players over the last 3 weeks, really, let's go back to the whole month of February. I don't think any player's had a bigger impact and is not getting talked about as much as Adam Larson. Like, Adam Larson has really, like, he struggled a little bit early, Struds, but man, that guy has been a force this past month during this winning streak.
But what is it, Lotai, do you think? Because I see a guy who's on his toes, playing on his toes, and he's quickly getting to pucks and making a decision quick. What do you see if you agree with the statement of Gregor's that he is indeed playing better?
No, I think he is. But he's, like, to me, I'm a Larson fan. He's one of my favorite players on the team. And when he's healthy, when everything's right, he's a brute. Like, he's filthy. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, like, he'll cross-check. He'll give you the stick. If you're in front of the net, you're going to get punished, and you know you are. And you know, he's the king of, you know, the shot goes into the stands, and all of a sudden the opponent's forward is flat and down in front of the net, and nobody knows why. He's sort of stealth that way. But he's healthy. And when he's healthy and on, and he blocks a lot of shots, and he plays heavy minutes, so that's why he's he's often injured. But right now, I think he's healthy, and I think he enjoys playing the style that he's got, that Tippett has him playing, mostly with Russell right now, but he's also played with Lagesson, who I think he likes playing with. He's engaged, and I think he knows he's making a difference. But the Oilers are just no fun to play against when Larson is out there playing like he is now, because you pay a heavy, heavy price when Adam Larson. He could play in any era. He's just a monster.
So I'll ask both of you this. Al, you can answer first. If the Oilers are going to go down to six defensemen, who comes out from last night's lineup, and which pairings do you go with?
Jeez. Do you want to answer this first, Freddy?
I will. Okay. It's up to you. You're the guest. I don't want to step on your toes. I'll go Bouchard. I think Bouchard comes out. And it's, you know, just because he comes out doesn't mean he's not going back in. But I look at what they have currently. You know, there's no doubt he's if not the best, he's one of the best two guys with the puck on his stick, walking the line. He's great. But it's just an evolution of a young player. And, you know, Caleb Jones, and he may platoon at times, but I don't see Barry coming out. I don't see Larson coming out. I don't see Bear coming out. So to put him on the other side and to choose to sit, you know, consistently, a Russell or a you know, my boy Willie or Jones, I think they might platoon a bit for that spot. But I think that, you know, you look at the minutes a little bit, the kind of way that Bear was out there the last minute of the game in a really crucial moment. So I think it'll be Bouchard. What about you, Lotite?
Well, I think that's fair. I'll say this, and I remember, and this is my recollection, I remember that Barry was having a hard time finding a natural fit as a partner until Bear got hurt, and then Barry moved up there. And that's been a pretty solid pairing, and I think the coach trusts them. I think they also trust Larson with Russell, and then your third pair, they didn't play a lot last night, Jones and Bouchard. So I'd be tempted to do, as you say, move Bouchard out and put Jones and Bear as the third pairing, and maybe have them, as Bear gets acclimated, and Jones, you know, he was out of the lineup for a time too, as they get more and more comfortable, maybe you can, move them around a little bit, or have them take on more minutes from Russell and Larson. But I like Bouchard a lot. I think he's very good. But right now, it wouldn't hurt him to go sit down for a few games. This is his rookie year. A lot of the role that he'll play as a veteran is currently being occupied by Tyson Barrie. So if they want two more defensive pairings, I think you could either do Russell, Bear, and then Jones, Larson, or I think the coach really likes Russell, Larson together.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, Russell and Lagesson, because I think what Dave Tippett has done here, he's built roles for guys, and whoever plays with Larson, they're just strictly going to be kind of their shutdown. They're not looking for a ton of offense from those guys. They're going to get a lot of defensive zone starts. They're going to get a lot of the ugly stuff that no one wants to do. Let's be honest. Strady, I think you can attend. Like pure defense when they love it, but not a lot of guys excel in that role. Not a lot love that role. Like, it's block shots, play physical, start in your own zone, you know, and expect not to get scored on, right? So it's a challenging role. And I think it's Lagesson and Russell are there with Larson for now. And then you've got Nurse. And it was funny. Nurse and Barry actually had more success, if you look at on-ice numbers, Fenwick 4 and all those things last night, than Bear and Nurse. But it was only one game, right? Because it kind of split at 50-50. But if you want to put Bear with Nurse again, I really don't care to people. But Barry ain't coming out of the lineup. Like, there's zero chance. The guy's on fire offensively. Like, he helps their power play, helps 5-on-5. So then it comes down to right now, like, I wouldn't have Lagesson and Russell on my left side together. So that's where I think Jones has the advantage over them. So I think it's going to come down. And Bouchard, you know what? They might go seven defensemen a lot of games, guys. Like, I could see that, because until James Neal or Cassian are healthy, I don't think sitting out Russell or Turris or Shore or Nygaard is really that big of a deal. So I could see them going seven defensemen some nights. But when it's six, I think it's likely going to be Barry, Bear, and Larson on the right side, and Nurse, Russell, and Jones on the left. And Lagesson, when he's in, might spell off Russell in back-to-back nights.
Well, the thing that Tippett did do, and I looked for, because he did platoon, Baron Berry with Nurse. I looked for, you know, maybe one pair was taking offensive or defensive zone starts, but I couldn't see any real difference. They were just platooning based on, you know, whether, I guess, the power play time had come up or whatever the case may be. And as long as Tippett has an idea about what he wants to do, I think the seven is fine. Thinking about it just in your brain, it's an uncomfortable thing. But I think everybody played, you know, quite a bit last night. I do think that third pair has to play more, though, as the year goes on. You don't want Bouchard playing 8 minutes a night. I think at 5-on-5, that's not enough. You need him to play a little more if he's in the lineup.
Al Mitchell joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. When you look at this matchup, Al, and let's hope, because I like having the best players, and let's hope Matthews is in. And you're the orders. Do you like McDavid against the Matthews line, or do you like Draisaitl against the Matthews line?
I like the, if Draisaitl is completely healthy, I like the power of Draisaitl, and just because there are people who think Connor McDavid isn't a good defensive player. I don't ever want Connor McDavid to be a good defensive player because he's a great offensive player. And if he's in the other end, then he's a great defensive player just because the puck's 200 feet from the net. But I don't think McDavid is a bad matchup with Matthews. I just like the heaviness of Draisaitl, and if he's out there, he's going to be matched up. I like that from him. And he's also, he gets on his horse a lot more this year and tracks down pucks, not just his own errant passes, but if it gets turned over, he hauls ass. And I think that's made him even though some of the Corsi numbers don't show that he's necessarily getting the over 50% of the possession, I like him because I think he's more aware, and in big moments he's made a big difference this year defensively.
LT, have yourself a great weekend. What are you expecting tomorrow night? Does the Oiler run stretch to 12-2?
Well, I think based on what we know right now, this instant, it looks like it's going to be Anderson out for Toronto, and you know he can keep them in games. It looks like they're, you know, Thornton will be back first, but he might not be 100%.
All of a sudden, Al's getting a massage over there or something. I'm not sure what happened, but got to get him out of here. So that was awesome. I don't know. Let's go. What's going on over there? Let's check in on Al later during the break. Hopefully, he's doing okay, man. The Whisper 2000 might have cranked up a little bit too high on him. I'm not sure.
Poor guy.